Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More protests are being planned today, including one in Harlem called the March for Stolen Lives and Looted Dreams. That rally is starting to get organized right now. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian joining us live in Harlem. What's the scene like there right now?
That's right, Kevin. So you can probably hear right behind me here, there's a whole mob of people clapping right now. There's still speakers taking place who are still speakers going on about their experiences with loss under the hands of the police. And right now, I could say that there are easily at least 1,000 protesters here all around the streets here in Central Park West. And I'm seeing a whole lot of people. I'm seeing even doctors. There's a doctor I spoke with in Scrubs who was saying that she's here to represent her patients. I saw another woman with her son who actually had an NYPD hat who said that she's actually here. She's a woman of color who said she is here for the police and for those who've lost their lives under the hands of the police. And they're really everybody out here is I would say right now it's definitely a peaceful protest. You know, people are here keeping a safe distance. Everybody has their masks on as well. They're handing out PPE. And also, it's extremely hot, so everyone here is trying to care for each other and fanning each other. I mean, it's really a big sign of unity here, I can really say. And overall, I would say these streets are definitely packed. And so far, things are about to move. I think they're actually about to march within the next few minutes, Kevin.
That's WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian checking out the scene in Harlem ahead of a protest that's planned there. They will be marching momentarily. There were demonstrations overnight. Those crowds remain largely peaceful. We've seen about 9 days of demonstrations following the death of George Floyd. More on this with WCBS's Mac Rosenberg.
Friday was largely peaceful. Groups marched in both Manhattan and Brooklyn. A lot of them sang happy birthday to Breonna Taylor, who would have been 27 Friday. She died at the hands of police in Louisville, Kentucky in March. One of those groups held a vigil at Domino Park in Williamsburg before marching south. Also, a report of arrests made in violation of the curfew on the Upper East Side. Two NYPD officers have been suspended without pay. One of those officers is seen on video pushing a woman to the ground outside Barclays Center last Friday. The other officer was seen pulling down a protester's mask and pepper spraying him in the face. Commissioner Dermot Shea says both incidents, quote, run counter to the principles of NYPD training, as well as our mission of public safety. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
And people arrested for breaking the curfew will not be prosecuted here in Manhattan. DA Cy Vance says the move is being made in the interest of justice. His office says the prosecution of protesters charged with these low-level offenses undermines the critical bonds between law enforcement and the communities they serve. Most low-level offenses were being dismissed within 6 months, but this new plan is an effort to minimize those interactions with the criminal justice system. We checked the forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager. Seeing some sunshine, but it's rather hot and muggy out there.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. The combination of those three things, the heat, the sunshine, the humidity, will lead to some thunderstorms in a few spots here as we head toward the afternoon. And they're starting to show up on radar up to the north near the Capital Region, also near Binghamton, moving toward the Catskills. So they'll be dropping in from the north and west with a cold front Don't be surprised if there's a rumble of thunder, a quick downpour this afternoon as that front moves through. High 86 behind the front, more comfortable tonight, partly cloudy, low 62. Tomorrow, beautiful day, sunshine, cooler, less humid, high 78. That carries into Monday, a sunny, nice day with a high again of 78. Warming up a touch Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny but dry, high 82 on Tuesday, 81 on Wednesday. Currently, temperatures range from 73 at Southport to 83 in Verona. It's partly sunny and 79 in Midtown. And Kevin, we're headed up to 86.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.